This is IBM, the Islamic Broadcasting Network. The following program is sponsored by the Islamic Media Foundation, sharing the guidance of Allah through broadcast media and the internet.
This is the best lecture series. Lessons and talks on various Islamic topics.
This week's program is The Mahdi, Part 2, by Sheikh Ahmed Ali.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يخرج في آخر أمتي المهدي يسقيه الله الغيث وتخرج الأرض نباتها ويعطي المال سحاها وتكثر الماشية وتأظم الأمة يعيش سبعا أو ثمانيا رواه الحاكم في المستدرك وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المهدي منا أهل البيت يصلحه الله في ليلة وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المهدي من عترتي من ولد فاطمة وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام لو لم يبق من الدنيا إلا يوم لتول الله ذلك اليوم حتى يبعث رجلا مني يواطي اسمه اسمي واسم أبيه اسم أبي أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My respected brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Now that we have dealt with their second proof or second point on which they base their opinion on, on which they base their proof on, my brothers and sisters, let us move on to their final point. Let us move on to their final proof on which they base their opinion on. The final point for denying the coming of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam before the end of time was that they say that there is a hadith which is narrated by Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala an, and which can be found in Ibn Majah, which is one of the six most authentic books from amongst the six authentic books of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that there is a hadith in this book in which the words la mahdi illa Isa ibn Maryam have been mentioned, that there is no mahdi except for Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And thus we believe that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is not one of the signs before the end of time. My brothers and sisters, let us see what the muhaddithin, the masters of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say regarding this hadith. The muhaddithin say, the scholars of hadith, the masters of the hadith say, هَذَا الْحَدِيثُ ضَعِيفٌ لِأَنَّ مَدَارَهُ عَلَى مُحَمَّدِ بْنِ خَالِدٍ الْجُنْدِ وَهُوَ ضَعِيفٌ. That this hadith is weak because one of the transmitters is Muhammad ibn Khalid al-Jundi. And Muhammad ibn Khalid al-Jundi is weak. This in turn makes this hadith weak. So this hadith, because it is weak, it cannot be taken as evidence to deny the coming of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam before the end of time. Imam al-Azdi says, Munkar al-Hadith. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah says, La Mahdi illa Isa ibn Maryam, hadithun da'ifun. Shaykh al-Islam regarding Muhammad ibn Khalid al-Jundi says, Majhulun. Imam Zahbi regarding the hadith, La Mahdi illa Isa ibn Maryam says, La Mahdi illa Isa ibn Maryam, khabarun munkar. Shaykh ibn Salah says, regarding Muhammad ibn Khalid al-Jundi, Shaykh al-Majhul. In short, these muhaddithin are saying that this hadith is weak because Muhammad ibn Khalid al-Jundi, one of the transmitters, one of the narrators, is weak. Thus this hadith cannot be taken into evidence to deny the coming of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam before the end of time. My brothers and sisters, let us say for a second, let us turn a blind eye to what the muhaddithin have said. Let us say for a second, for argument's sake, that this hadith is authentic. Let us say that this hadith in Ibn Majah, in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that there is no Mahdi except for Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. Let us say for a second it is authentic, though in reality it is not. Even if this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was authentic, my brothers and sisters, then this hadith would not be able to compete with all the other numerous ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which clearly tell us that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is going to come before Qiyamah, is going to come before the end of time, and is one of the signs before the end of time. This one hadith cannot compete with all these numerous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My brothers, if this hadith was authentic, though in reality it is not, let us say it is authentic for a second. My brothers, then the meaning of this hadith would be La Mahdi kamilat ma'suman illa Isa ibn Maryam. The meaning would not be that there is no Mahdi except for Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. The meaning would be, as Imam al-Qurtubi, Ibn Kathir, Ibn al-Qayyim, and others have said, that the meaning would be, the word Mahdi means the guiding. The word Mahdi means the guiding one. And the meaning of this hadith would be La Mahdi kamilan ma'suman, that there is nobody more guided, completely guided, and free from sin, kamilan ma'suman, illa Isa ibn Maryam, except for Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. So my brothers, the third point on which they based their opinion on was the hadith that there is no Mahdi except for Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. And we have seen that this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as is the opinion of the muhaddithin, the masters of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that this hadith is weak. And even if it was authentic for a second, my brothers, it would not be able to compete with all the other hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And its meaning then would be that there is nobody more guided than Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So my brothers, now that we have dealt with the first group totally denied the coming of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam before the end of time, and totally denied that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is one of the signs of the end of time. And they based their opinion on three points. Firstly, they said that the ahadith regarding Imam Mahdi alayhi salam are weak. Yet we have seen that many ahadith regarding Imam Mahdi alayhi salam are authentic. And we have seen that the scholars have said, not only are the ahadith regarding Imam Mahdi alayhi salam many, not many just authentic, what would the scholars have said, that the ahadith al-warida fil mahdi mutawatira, that the ahadith regarding Imam Mahdi alayhi salam are sound, have reached the status of tawatir. Secondly, they said that there is no ahadith regarding Imam Mahdi alayhi salam in Bukhari and Muslim.
You are listening to the best lecture series. We will be back after this short break.
Allah, glory be to Him, says in the Quran,
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإذا حييتم بتحية فحيوا بأحسن منها أو ردوها إن الله كان على كل شيء حسيبا
When ye are greeted with a greeting, greet ye with better than it, or return it. Lo, Allah taketh count of all things.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Best Lecture Series.
My brothers and sisters, we said that there are many books in which authentic ahadith can be found. Secondly, we said that Imam Bukhari and Muslim have not taken the responsibility of recording all the authentic ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And thirdly, we said that yes, there is a hadith in Muslim Kitab al-Iman narrated by Jabir radiallahu ta'ala an, which the muhaddithin say is referring to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. And in one of the narrations of the same hadith, the word Mahdi has been mentioned, and regarding its isnad, Imam Ibn al-Qayyim says, isnaduhu jayyidun, that he has a sound chain. Thirdly, they said that they take the hadith, la Mahdi illa Isa ibn Maryam, that there is no Mahdi except for Isa alayhi salatu wasalam as the evidence. My brothers and sisters, we saw that the muhaddithin said that this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is weak, and even if it was authentic, then this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would not be able to compete with all the other numerous hadiths, which clearly prove that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is one of these signs before the end of time. Alhamdulillah, now that we have dealt with the first group, let us now move on to the third group. As we were the second group, and there is nothing wrong with our belief, as we will see in the light of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us now move on to the third group. I mentioned earlier that the third group also believe in a Mahdi. However, it is not the Mahdi that you and I believe in. It is not the Mahdi the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam referred to. Some believe that it was Muhammad ibn al-Hasan al-Askari. Some believe that it was Muhammad ibn Tawmah. Some believe that it was Ubaidullah ibn Maymun. Some believe it was Mirza Ghulam Ahmad al-Qadiani. In short, in this third group we could include all those who in the past claimed to be the Mahdi, as they all had a few followers. So this is the third group, my brothers and sisters. Now to actually take each and every person who in the past claimed to be the Mahdi, and to actually look at his claim and how authentic or how strong his claim is, would take a very, very long time. This is why I've decided that we will look at the signs. Firstly, we will look at the signs which will precede Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Secondly, we will look at the signs that can be found in Imam Mahdi alayhi salam himself. And finally, we will look at some of the things, some of the events that will take place in Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, alayhi salam's time. As by looking at these signs which will precede him, as by learning these signs that will precede him, and the signs that are in him himself, my brothers and sisters, we will all be able to judge for ourselves all those who claim to be the Mahdi in the past, and anybody in the future who claims to be the Mahdi, my brothers and sisters. We ourselves, after learning these signs that will precede Imam Mahdi, and these signs in Imam Mahdi, and some of the events that are going to take place in his time, by learning these things, my brothers and sisters, we will all be able to judge for ourselves whether anybody who claims to be the Mahdi in the future is actually telling the truth or not. My brothers and sisters, there are many, many signs which will precede Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. The most important sign, which is also a general sign, is that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will appear at a time when there is confusion, at a time when there is chaos, controversies, when there is intense dispute, at a time when people are experiencing great fear and are afflicted by difficulties, disturbances, to the extent that people will begin to ask for death. Many ahadith and reports specify that there will be civil battles, civil wars, battles, calamities, fitnas will precede. Every time it is thought that this fitna has come to an end, every time it is thought that these troubles have come to an end, another fitna will start. There will be more trouble. It will spread and intensify. to the extent that people will begin to ask for death. When people are totally fed up of life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send Imam Mahdi alayhi salam to the rescue. And Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will help the believers. This is the most important sign to precede Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Besides this, there are many other signs. Another sign to precede him is the two eclipses in the month of Ramadan. The hadith which can be found in Dar al-Qutni narrated by Muhammad ibn Ali, he says that إِنَّ لَمَهْدِينَ آيَتَيْنِ لَمْ يَكُونَا مُنْزُ خَلَقَ اللَّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَنْكَسِفُ الْكَمَرْ لِأَوَّلِ لَيْلَةٍ مِّنْ رَمَضَانِ وَتَنْكَسِفُ الشَّمْسُ فِي النِّسْفِ مِنْحُ وَلَمْ يَكُونَا مُنْزُ خَلَقَ اللَّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. That for our Mahdi there are two signs. And these signs is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the heavens and the earth, these signs have never appeared before. The first sign, يَنْكَسِفُ الْكَمَرْ لِأَوَّلِ لَيْلَةٍ مِّنْ رَمَضَانِ. There will be a lunar eclipse on the first night of Ramadan. وَتَنْكَسِفُ الشَّمْسُ فِي النِّسْفِ مِنْهُ. The second sign, in the same month of Ramadan, there will be a solar eclipse. And this lunar and solar eclipse in one month of Ramadan has never happened before since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the heaven and the earth. So this is one of the signs that will precede Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, the two eclipses in the month of Ramadan. However, I must mention that I tried my best to look up how authentic this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is. However, unfortunately, I was not able to find the relevant books. I was not able to get hold of the relevant books and the relevant material to do this. And inshallah, if by next lesson I am able to get hold of the relevant books, then I will inform you of how authentic this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. What I can say is that many great authors who have also written on Imam Mahdi alayhi salam or on the signs before the end of time have included this sign in one of the signs that will precede Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. وَالْعِلْمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who knows best. Another sign that will precede Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is the looting of hajis, the plundering of hajis, the hujjaj, and the battle in Mina, and the intertribal fighting. The hadith narrated by Amr ibn Shu'ayb and Abihi and Jaddi and can be found in Al-Fitan لِنُعَيْم ibn Hammad. He says that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كِفِي ذِي الْقَعْدَ يُحَازِبُ الْقَدَاعِ. That in the month of Zalqada, the tribes will fight one another. وَآمِئِذٍ يُنْحَبُ الْحَاجِ فَتَكُونُ مَلْحَمَةً بِمِنَةً. In the same year, the hajis will be looted, and there will be a war in Mina. فَيَكْثُرْ فِيهَا الْقَتْلَ وَتُصْفَكْ فِيهَا الدِّمَاءِ حَتَّى تَسِيلَ دِمَاءَهُمْ عَلَى أَقَبَةِ الْجَمَرَ فَيَهْرُبُ صَاحِبُهُمْ. That there will be a war in Mina, and so many people will be killed and slain that the blood will flow and keep on flowing until it reaches the Jamaratul Aqaba. And then your companion, referring to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said he would flee to Mecca.
You are listening to the best lecture series. We will be back after this short break.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other thing, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
We all face unique challenges in life, and through struggle, we progress. But what makes the difference between those who succeed and those who fail? It is a clear conviction in the higher ideals and purpose of life. Have faith. It works miracles.
This message is brought to you by your American Muslim neighbors and the Islamic Media Foundation.
Welcome back. You're listening to the best lecture series.
So this is another sign that will precede Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, the battle at Mina. Besides this, another sign that has been mentioned is that the Euphrates will disclose a mountain of gold. As you are aware, the Euphrates is a river which flows in from Syria and it flows to Iraq, and finally it empties in the gulf. The final hour will not come until the Euphrates will disclose a mountain of gold. Narrated by Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ حَتَّى يَحْصُرُ الْفُرَاتُ أَنْ جَبَلٍ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ يَقْتَتِلُ النَّاسُ عَلَيْهِ فَيُقْتَلْ مِنْ كُلِّ مِئَةٍ تِسْأَةٌ وَتِسْأُونَ وَيَكُولُ كُلُّ رَجُلٍ مِّنْهُمْ لَعِلِّ أَكُونَ أَنَا الَّذِي أَنْجُو. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the last hour will not come until the Euphrates will disclose a mountain of gold over which people will find. So many people will die that out of that every 199 will die. And everyone will say that it is possible that I am the one that is going to succeed. I am the one that will be successful, and I am the one that will survive and be able to get hold of the goal. In another hadith reported by Imam Muslim, yet again narrated by Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala an, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told his believers, فَمَنْ حَضَرْ وَلَا يَنْخُلْ مِنْهُ شَيْءٍ, that whoever is present at the time, he should not have anything to do with his goal. He should not take any of this goal which the Euphrates disclosed. However, I must mention that the disclosing of a mountain of gold by the river Euphrates is a sign which will precede Imam Mahdi alayhi salam only according to some ulama. This is not the opinion of all the ulama. Only some ulama have mentioned that this is a sign which will precede Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. And these ulama base their opinion on the hadith which can be found in Al-Mustadrak lil-Hakim, and which can be found in Ibn Majah, narrated by Hazrat Sauban radiallahu ta'ala an, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لِيَقْتَتِلُوا إِنْدَ كَنْزِكُمْ سَلَاثَةٌ كُلُّهُمْ إِبْنُ خَلِيفَةٌ ثُمَّ لَا يَسِيرُ إِلَى وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمْ ثُمَّ تَطْلُوا أَضَايَاتُ سُودٍ مِّنْ قِبَلِ الْمَشْرِقِ فَيَقْتُلُونَهُمْ قَتْلًا لَمْ يَقْتُلْهُ قَوْمٌ فَإِذَا رَأَيْتُمُوهُ فَبَايِعُوهُ وَلَوْ حَبٌّ عَلَى الثَّلْجِ فَإِنَّهُ خَلِيفَةُ اللَّهِ الْمَهْدِ. That these ulama are of the opinion that this mountain of gold which the Euphrates will disclose is one of the signs that will precede Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, based the opinion on this hadith narrated by Sauban, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that three people will be killed at a place where your treasure is. Each of them the son of a khalif. And nobody will be able to get their hands on this treasure. After this, the black banners will rise from the east, and they will slaughter you like nobody has ever done before. When you see the black banners, when you see him, go and make bay'ah with him, even if you have to crawl on eyes, as it is the Khalif of Allah, it is Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. In this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after the treasure, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam has been mentioned. And those that are of the opinion that the disclosing of the Euphrates, a mountain of gold, is a sign that precedes Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, say that in this hadith the word kanz has been mentioned, the word treasure has been mentioned, and this treasure in this hadith is referring to Imam Mahdi alayhi, referring to the mountain of gold in the Euphrates. However, as I mentioned earlier, that this is not the opinion of all the ulama, as some ulama are of the opinion that the treasure mentioned in this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the treasure of Kaaba. However, this is the opinion of some ulama, and some ulama say that this is one of the signs that will precede Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Another sign that will precede Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is the emergence of the Sufyan. This is one of the most conclusive signs that will precede Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. That is the emergence of the Sufyani, one of the descendants of Abu Sufyan. In one of the weaker narrations, it is mentioned, I think, that his name is Umar ibn Muhammad. And if my memory serves me right, his kunniya is Abu Utbah. The ahadith specify the ahadith regarding the Sufyani state that he will spread corruption on the face of the earth immediately before Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. And he's a tyrant, and when he hears of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, he will send an army to seize him. However, the earth will swallow this army that this Sufyani sent to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. In an authentic hadith narrated by Imam al-Hakim on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala an, Imam Zabi also say that it is sahih. He say that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كَيَخْرُجُ رَجُلٌ يُقَالْ لَهُ سُفْيَانِ وَعَمْ مِنْ أَمْقِ دِمَشْ وَعَمَّةُ مَنْ يَتْبَعُهُ مِنْ كَدْ. That a person will emerge from the depths of Damascus who will be called Sufyani. And most of the people that follow him will be from the tribe of Kal. فَيَقْتُلْ حَتَّى يَبْكُرُ بُتُونَ النِّسَاءُ وَيَقْتُلُ السُفْيَانِ. He will be such a zalim, such a tyrant, that he will kill to the extent that he will rip the bellies of women. And at the same time, he will have no pity for the children, he will also kill the children. Thereafter, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a man from amongst my progeny will appear in hell. And when the Sufyani hears about it, he will send an army to seize Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. However, this army, before even reaches Makkah al-Mukarramah, in a place called Bayda, the earth will swallow this army. فَلَا يَنْجُوا مِنْهُمْ إِلَّا الْمُخْبِرْ أَنْهُمْ. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the only person to survive will be one who informs the others about these people and about the swallowing of the earth of an army. These are some of the signs that will appear before Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Those that are written on Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and the signs before the end of time have mentioned many other signs which we do not have time to go through. For example, the voice of Ramadan, the voice that will be heard in Ramadan, which will shake the people, the swallowing of the earth of one of the villages, one of the towns of Syria, the star with a luminous tail, the emergence of A'raj al-Kindi, the emergence of Abqa and Ashab, the black banners of Khurasan, and so forth. So my brothers and sisters, by now, we should have learned some of the signs that will precede Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Let us now move on to the signs that are in Imam Mahdi alayhi salam himself. Hadith narrated by Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala an, she says, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Mahdi min itrati min wuldi Fatima. That the Mahdi is from amongst my progeny and from the descendants of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala an. From this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we learn that the Mahdi will be from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and from the descendants of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala an. Anybody who claims to be the Mahdi, if he is not from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he is not the descendant of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala an, my brothers, then we conclude that this person is not the Mahdi, the Imam, that the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are referring to, that this person is not actually telling the truth. As for his name, the hadith narrated by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala an, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كَلَوْ لَمْ يَبْقَى مِنَ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا يَوْمٌ لَتَوَّلَ اللَّهُ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ حَتَّى يُبْعَثْ رَجُلًا مِنِّي يُوَاطِئُ إِسْمُهُ إِسْمِي وَإِسْمُ أَبِيهِ إِسْمُ أَبِيهِ. That even if there was a day left for the world to end, then the world would not end until Allah would prolong that day, until Allah would send a person from amongst my progeny, from amongst my household, whose name would be similar to my name, and whose father's name would be similar to my father's name. My brothers and sisters, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that the Mahdi's name would be similar to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name, and that Imam Mahdi's father's name would be similar to the father's name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name was Muhammad or Ahmed, and his father's name was Abdullah. So we conclude that Imam Mahdi alayhi salatu wa salam's name will also be Muhammad or Ahmed, and his father's name would be Abdullah. So anybody who claims to be the Mahdi and his name is not Muhammad or Ahmed, the son of Abdullah, my brothers and sisters, then he is not actually telling the truth. Look at those, listen to the names of those who claim to be the Mahdi in the past. One was called Ubaidullah ibn Maymun. One was called Muhammad ibn Doma. What is called Muhammad ibn al-Hasan al-Asqalani? What is called Mirza Ghulam Ahmed? My brothers and so forth. Yet the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith is saying that his name would be Muhammad or Ahmed, the son of Abdullah. As for his character, the hadith of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala states, يَيُشْبِهُهُ فِي الْخُلُقِ وَلَا يُشْبِهُهُ فِي الْخَلَقِ, that he will resemble the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in conduct and character. As for his appearance, he will not resemble the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we all know the character of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if anybody is bad of character and he claims to be the Mahdi, his character is not like the character of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then my brothers, we conclude that this person is also not telling the truth, and this person is not the Mahdi referred to and described in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As for his physical appearance, in a hadith narrated by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abu Dawud, he says that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, كَأَلْمَاهِدِ مِنِّي أَجْلَى الْجَبْهَ أَقْنَى الْأَنْ يَمْلَوَ الْأَرْضَ قِسْمُ وَعَدْلَ كَمَا مُرِيَ ظُلْمُ مَجُورَ وَيَمْلِكُ سَبْعَ سَنِينَ, that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam's forehead will be shining and he will have a broad forehead. At the same time, his nose will be long. He will have a high bridge nose. So we learn from this hadith that his forehead will be large and broad, and his nose will also be long. In a weaker narration, once Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was asked regarding Imam Mahdi alayhi salam's description. He replied, هو شاب مرضوع حسن الوجه يسير شعره على منكبين يعلى نور وجهه سوار شعره ولحيته ورأسه. He replied that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will be a well-built youth, not so tall and not so short, of average height. Marbu'an, of average height. Hasanul wajh, he will be handsome, beautiful of face. Yasilu sha'ruhu ala mankibayh, whose hair will reach to his shoulders. Ya'lu nuru wajhihi siwad sha'rihi wa lihyatihi wa ra'sihi, and whose the brightness of his face will be contrasted by the darkness of his hair and his beard. In another narration, the words fi lisanihi thiqlun have been mentioned, that he is slow of speech. Every time he is delayed, he will be delayed, he will hit his right hand on his left thigh. My brothers and sisters, these are the signs that in Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. By now we should have learned the signs that will precede him. And we should have learned that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will be from the progeny of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a descendant of Fatima. His name will be Muhammad ibn Abdullah, or Ahmed, the son of Abdullah. He will have a broad forehead, a long nose, a hybrid nose. His hair will reach to his shoulders. His face will be bright. And he will be slow of speech. So my brothers, these are the signs that will precede him, and these are the signs in Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. If anybody who claims to be the Mahdi does not have these signs and the signs which are mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then my brothers, we can conclude that this person is not telling the truth. This person is not the Mahdi which is referred to in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is a sign before the end of time. And it is essential that we learn these signs so that we are not misled to believe anybody claiming to be the Mahdi, who in reality is a liar, who in reality is not the Mahdi, the true Mahdi, the one that is a sign of the end of time, the one that has been described by the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his ahadith. However, there are a few questions that remain to be answered. And it is the answers to this question which will take us to the end of today's lesson. What will Imam Mahdi alayhi salam do when he appears? What will life be like in his time? What will he achieve in such a short time after his emergence? These are some of the questions that need to be answered. My brothers and sisters, in the hadith of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which can be found in Musnad Ahmad, the words يُصْلِحُهُ اللَّهُ فِي لَيْلَةٍ have been mentioned. That when it is his time to appear, overnight Allah will inspire him, Allah will guide him, overnight Allah will prepare him to lead the ummah, to lead the nation, to be a leader. Allah will prepare him for khilafah overnight. In the hadith of Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala an, she says that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَكُونُ إِخْتِلَافٌ إِنَّ مَوْتِ خَلِيفَةٍ فَيَخْرُجُ رَجُلٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ حَارِبًا إِلَى مَكَّةٍ. That at the time of a death, at the time of death of a Khalif, there will be intense dispute and difference of opinion. And thus one of the inhabitants of Medina will flee to Mecca with the intention that he does not get caught in this ikhtilafat, in this dispute. And so that he is not made the Khalif, he will flee to Mecca. However, فَيَأْتِي إِلِيهِ نَاسٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ مَكَّةٍ فَيُخْرِجُونَهُ وَهُوَ كَارِحٌ فَيُبَايِعُونَهُ بَيْنَ الرُّكْنِ وَالْمَكَانِ. When the people of Mecca see Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, some of the Meccans will come to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, they will drag him out of his house forcefully, though he is unwilling, and they will forcefully make him accept their bay'ah. And they will make bay'ah with him in between Hajar al-Aswad and Maqam Ibrahim, the black stone and the place of Ibrahim. They will make bay'ah with Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
You are listening to the best lecture series. We will be back after this short break.
Don't forget, you can always listen to IBN on the internet at www.ibn.net. Again, that's www.ibn.net. IBN, the voice of American Muslims.
Welcome back. You're listening to the best lecture series.
In another narration, which is in Al-Mustadrak lil-Hakim, the words "Ya'iddati ahli Badrin" have been mentioned. That those who make bay'ah with him, in number, they will be like those who participated in the Battle of Badr. Those who participated in the Battle of Badr were 313. So we conclude in the light of this hadith that those who will make bay'ah with him in between Al-Hajr al-Aswad, the black stone, and Maqam Ibrahim, will also be 313. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. فَيُبَثْ إِلَيَ بَعْثٌ مِّنَ الشَّامِ فَيُخْصَفْ بِهِمْ بِالْبَيْذَاءِ بَيْنَ مَكَّةِ وَالْمَدِينَةِ. However, when the Sufyani comes here of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and this bay'ah and his emergence in Haram, he will send an army to seize and kill Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. However, this army, before he even reaches Makkah al-Mukarramah, on the route between Medina towards Mecca, in a place called Bayda, the earth will swallow this army. The earth will take this army, the Sufyani has said. فَإِذَا رَأَ النَّاسُ ذَلِكَ أَتَاهُ أَبْدَالُ الشَّابِ وَأَصَائِبُ أَهْلِ الْإِرَاقِ فَيُبَايِعُونَهُ. When the people see this sign, when the people see that the earth has swallowed an army, the God-fearing people of Sham, Syria, the God-fearing people of Iraq will come and they will make bay'ah with Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. ثُمَّ يَنْشُعَ رَجْلٌ مِّنْ قُرَيْشٍ أَخْوَالُهُ كَلْبٌ. Thereafter, a person will rise, a man will rise from the Quraysh, whose maternal uncles will be the tribe of Kalb. And he will also send an army to fight Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Yet again, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will defeat this army with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this will be his first victory. Imam Mahdi alayhi salam in his time will have to fight many wars, and he will have to fight many battles, and he will be victorious. And because of these victories, there will be booty and war possessions in abundance. And there will be so much wealth in his time that nobody will be in need of any wealth, of any money, of any gold, of any silver, of any wealth, whatever form it is in. In the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala an, which can be found in Musnad Ahmad, the words are mentioned, يَحَتَّى يَأْمُرُ مُنَادِيًا فَيُنَادِي فَيَقُولْ مَنْ لَهُ فِي مَالٍ حَاجَتُهُ. There will be so much wealth that Imam Mahdi himself will order a caller to call out. He will order a proclaimer to proclaim, مَنْ لَهُ فِي مَالٍ حَاجَتُهُ. Who is in need of wealth? Who is in need of money? Who is in need of gold and silver? فَمَا يَقُومَ مِنَ النَّاسِ إِلَّا رَجُلٌ That only one person will stand. Only one person will stand and say that I am in need of this wealth. It will be said to him, إِتْيَ سَدَّان Go to the treasurer. And tell the treasurer, إِنَّ الْمَهْدِي يَأْمُرَكَ أَنْ تُؤْتِيَ مَالًا That the Mahdi himself says, he orders you to give me wealth. The treasurer will say to him, أُحْسُن Take as much as you please. He will put the wealth in his lap like such. And once he has filled his lap in, he will look around and realize that nobody else has come for the wealth. He will feel ashamed. And he will say, كُنْتُ أَشْيَ أُمَّةِ مُحَمَّدٍ نَفْسًا Was I the greediest from amongst the Ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? That the wealth I have at home, wasn't that sufficient for me? Though it was sufficient for everybody else, he will feel ashamed and he will feel sorry. فَيُرُدَّهُ فَلَا يُقْبَلْهُ He will return it. However, it will not be accepted from him. And it will be said to him, إِنَّ لَا نَأْخَذُ شَيْءٍ أَعْطَيْنَا That we do not accept what we ourselves have given. This is how much wealth there will be in his time that nobody will be in need of any gold or silver or any money whatsoever. Nobody will be in need of the wealth. My brothers and sisters, it is in Imam Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam's time that the great war will take place. The war against the Rum. It is mentioned. However, I'd like to mention that I didn't find it written in any book in clear words that the war against the Rum, the Christian, is going to take place in Imam Mahdi alayhi salam's time. In many books, I found that the ahadith regarding this Malhamatul Kubra, the Great War, were also included in the chapter of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. While in other books I found that the ahadith regarding this Malhamatul Kubra, this Great War, were included in the chapter which preceded Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. However, this told me that according to some ulama, it will take place in Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and in some ulama, it will precede him, and thus it will be a sign which will precede him. However, finally, I asked my Sheikh Yusuf Mutala rahimahullah, Sheikh Mutala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him a long life. He informed me that it is going to take place under the leadership of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and in his time. As for the cause of this work, it is narrated by Azizim Akhbar, that he says that I heard the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, he said, تَصَالِحُونَ رُوم سُلْحَ الْآمِنَةِ فَتَغْصُونَ أَنْتُمْ وَهُمْ عَدُوٌ مِّنْ وَرَائِكُمْ There a time will come that you will make a peace treaty with the Rum, with the Christians. And thereafter you and the Rum together will fight a third army, which will be behind you. You together will fight an enemy, which will be behind you. فَتَغْصُونَ وَتَغْنَمُونَ وَتَسْلَمُونَ And you will be victorious. And you will acquire booty and you will be safe. ثم ترجعون حتى تنزلوا بمرج ذي دلو. Thereafter you will return together until you reach meadows of a high land. When you reach these meadows, فيرفع رجل من أهل النصرانية السليم فيقول غلب السليم. Where the Christians will grab hold of the cross, he will lift the cross and he will say, it was the cross that conquered. It was the cross that was victorious. فَيَغْضِبُ رَجُلٌ مِّنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَيَغْضِبُ عِنْدَ ذَلِكَ رَجُلٌ مِّنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَيَدُكُهُ One of the believers, when he hears the Christian say this, will grab hold of the cross and he will break the cross. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَعِنْدَ ذَلِكَ تَغْضِرُ الرُّومِ وَتَجْمَعُ لِلْمَرْحَمَةِ It is then that the Rum will behave treacherously and gather their forces against the believers, against the Muslimin. What is going to happen in this war? Some detail has been given in the hadith narrated by Yusayr ibn Jabir. He says, "Hajat Riyuhna Hamra bil Kufa." Once there was a red sandstone in the city of Kufa. فَجَاءَ رَجُلٌ لَيْسَ لَهُ حِجِيرَ إِلَّا يَا عَبْدُ اللَّهِ بْنِ مَسْعُودٍ جَاءَتِ السَّرَّةُ A man came shouting and repeating the words, "O Abdullah ibn Mas'ud." The final hour has come. For Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Qiyamah has come. Yusayr ibn Jabir says, فَقَعْدَ وَكَانَ مُتَّكِئًا will not be divided and there will be no rejoicing in Mas'ud's at home. And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, كأن الساعة لا تكون حتى لا يقسم ميراث ولا يفرع بغنيمة. That the final hour will not come until heritage will not be divided and there will be no rejoicing over booty over war possessions.
You are listening to the best lecture series. We will be back after this short break.
In the month of Ramadan, the ninth month of the Islamic lunar calendar, and in the second year after the hijrah or migration of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, from Mecca to Medina, corresponding to the year 624, the first decisive battle in the history of Islam took place between the Muslims and the idolaters of Mecca near the wells of Badr between Mecca and Medina. Though the army of the idolaters was three times the size of the army of the Muslims were able to deal a serious blow to the idolaters. In many respects, the existence and future of the Muslim community hinged upon the result of this battle. After years of persecution and suffering in Mecca, and after having been forced out of their homes and losing their wealth, the Muslims were finally given the divine command to fight back and resist aggression. The Battle of Badr had indeed established the existence of Islam and Muslims as a permanent reality.
Welcome back. You're listening to the best lecture series.
Maybe people will die and there will not remain sufficient number of people, sufficient hairs for the heritage to be divided. Maybe it's because so many relations will die that nobody will rejoice over the war possessions and over the booty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. ثم قال هكذا بيده ونحى نحو الشام. As Yusayr ibn Jabir says, that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that after pointed towards Sham, he pointed towards Syria, and he said, عدو يجمعون لأهل الإسلام ويجمع لهم أهل الإسلام. That the enemy will gather forces against the believers, against the Muslims. And the Muslims will also gather forces against the kuffar, against the non-believers. Yusayr ibn Jabir says, I said to him, Ar-Rum ta'ni? Are you referring to the Rum, the Christians? He replied, yes. He said that there will be a severe battle. فَيَتَشَرَّتَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ شُرْطَةً لِلْمَوْتِ لَا تَرَجِعُ إِلَّا غَالِبَةً فَيَقْتَتِلُونَ حَتَّى يَحْجِزَ بَيْنَهُمُ اللَّيْلِ فَيَفِيُّ هَؤُلَاءِ وَهَؤُلَاءِ كُلُّ غَيْرَ غَالِبٍ وَتَفْنَى الشُّرْطَةِ. Now the Muslims will select a detachment for fighting, one that vows to die or return victorious. And the Muslims and the Christians will fight, and they will keep on fighting until the night intervenes. When it is nightfall, the Muslims will return to their camp, and the kuffar will return to their camp. Nobody will be victorious. Nor will the Muslims be victorious, and nor will the kuffar be victorious. And this detachment will be wiped out. It will be finished. On the second day, he says, ثُمَّ يَتَشَرَّتَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ شُرْطَةً لِلْمَوْتِ لَا تَرَجُوا إِلَّا غَالِبَةً فَيَقْتَتِلُونَ حَتَّى يَحْجِزَ بَيْنَهُمُ اللَّيْلِ فَيَفِيءُ هَؤُلَاءِ وَهَؤُلَاءِ كُلُّ غَيْرِ غَالِبٍ وَتَفْنَى الشُّرْطَةِ. Yet again on the second day, the Muslims will select a detachment for fighting, one that vows to die or return victorious. Yet again on the second day, like the first, the Muslims will fight, and they will keep on fighting until night intervenes. Yet again, فَيَفِيءُ هَؤُلَاءِ وَهَؤُلَاءِ كُلُّ غَيْرَ غَالِبٍ. Now on the second day, when night intervenes, the Muslims will return to their camp, and the kuffar, the non-believers, the Rum, will also return to their camp, and nobody will be victorious, nor the believers, and nor the kuffar. and this detachment will be wiped out. On the third day, my brothers and sisters, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud describes, if ثُمَّ يَتَشَرَّفَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ شُرْطَةً لِلْمَوْتِ لَا تَرْجِعُ إِلَّا غَالِبَةً فَيَقْتَذِلُونَ حَتَّى يَحْجِزَ بَيْنَهُمُ اللَّيْلِ فَيُفِيءُ هَؤُلَاءِ وَهَؤُلَاءِ كُلُّ غَيْرَ غَالِبٍ وَتَفْنَى الشُّرْطَةُ. Yet again, like the previous 2 days, the Muslims and the Christians will fight. Yet again, the night will intervene, and yet again, nobody will be victorious, and this detachment will also be wiped out. He says, فَإِذَا كَانَ يَوْمَ الرَّابِعِ نَهَدَ إِلَيْهِمْ بَقِيَّةُ أَهْلِ الْإِسْلَامِ فَيَجْعَلُ اللَّهَ الدَّبَرَةَ عَلَيْهِمْ فَيَقْتَتِلُونَ مَقْتَلَةً لَمْ يُرَ مِثْلُهَا حَتَّى أَنَّ الطَّائِرَ لَيَمُرُّ بِجَنَابَاتِهِمْ فَلَا يُخَلِّفُهُمْ حَتَّى يَخِرَّ مَيِّتًا. Now on the fourth day, the remaining of the believers, the remaining of the Muslims will go and fight against the Christians. They will go and fight against the Christians, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them victory. They will be victorious, and they will defeat the Rum, they will defeat the Christians. He says that they will fight such a fight which has never ever been seen before on the face of the earth. The fighting will be so severe that if a bird was to fly across the battlefield, then this bird would not reach the other side, except that this bird would fall dead. Because so many people would have died in that battle. So many people will die in that battle that the smell of the dead bodies, because of the smell of the dead bodies, this bird would not make it to the other side, but this bird would fall down dead. He says, فَيَتَعَادُ بَنُ الْأَبِ كَانُوا مِئَ فَلَا يَجِدُونَهُ بَقِيَ مِنْهُمْ إِلَّا الرَّجُلُ الْوَاحِدِ فَبِأَيَّ غَنِيمَةٍ يُفْرَحُ أَوْ أَيُّ مِيرَاثٍ يُكْسَبُ. That after the battle, the children who were 100 from one family before the battle, when they begin to count the survivors after the battle, they will find that only one of them has made it. Only one out of 100 has survived. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud says, فَبِأَيِّ غَنِيمَةٍ يُفْرَحُ وَأَيُّ مِيرَاثٍ يُكْسَبُ. When this has happened, that out of this battle, a family that were 100, when only one has survived, who will rejoice over the booty? Who will rejoice over the world possession when only one has survived and all the relations have passed away? Who will divide the heritage when only one has made it and the rest have died? My brothers and sisters, the Muslims will defeat the Kuffar in this Malhamat al-Kubra, in the Great War, which is going to take place in the time of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Besides the Great War, Constantinople will also be conquered in Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. However, it will be conquered without a war, without a battle, without using arms. The believers will not even have to shoot an arrow, and yet they will be victorious, and yet they will conquer Constantinople. Constantinople, as you know today, is called Istanbul. The hadith narrated by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anh, and I think it can be found in Muslim, he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, هَلْ سَمِعْتُمْ بِمَدِينَةٍ جَانِبٌ مِنْهَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَجَانِبٌ مِنْهَا فِي الْبَحْرِ. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Sahaba, have you heard of a city, part of which is in water? We said, نعم يا رسول الله, O Messenger of Allah, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yes, we have heard of a city, part of which is in water. Abdullah ibn Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كَإِنَّ السَّاعَ لَا تَقُومْ حَتَّى يَغْزُوهَا سَبْعُونَ عَلْفٍ مِنْ بَنِي إِسْحَاقٍ. Now the final hour will not come until 70,000 of the children of Ishaq alayhi salam will come and conquer this city, the one that part of which is in water. Before I finish narrating the remaining of the ahadith, I'd like to mention that Ibn Kathir, rahmahullah, says that this hadith indicates that many of the Christians before the end of time will embrace Islam and they will enter Islam. And it is those people who embrace Islam that are going to conquer this city, Constantinople. However, Our Sayyid Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that لا تقوم ساعة حتى يغسون سبون عل من بني إسحاق. That the final hour will not come, Qiyamah will not come until 70,000 of the children of Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam will come and conquer the city. فإذا جاءوها نزلوا فلم يقاتلوا بسلاح ولم يغموا بسحم. When these people reach the city, they will not have to use any arms. They will not have to use any guns or tanks or airplanes, fighters. They will not even have to shoot an arrow. He says, they will come to Constantinople and they will say, لا إله إلا الله, الله أكبر. فيسقط أحد جانبيه. They will say the takbir. They will say, there is no God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is nobody worthy of worship for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest. Allah is the biggest. When they say the first takbir, my brothers and sisters, فَيَسْكَدُ أَحْدُ جَانِبَيْهَا, one of the walls of the city will fall. ثُمَّ يَكُولُونَ ثَانِيَا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَر. For the second time they will say the takbir. They will say, there is nobody more worthy of worship than Allah. There is no God but Allah. Allah is the greatest. Allah is the biggest. And the second wall, the second side, will also fall. فَيَكُولُونَ الثَّالِثَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَر. For the third time, here again they will recite the takbir. They will not have to fight. They will not have to fight. They will not even have to shoot an arrow. They will say the takbir for the third time, that there is nobody more worthy of worship but Allah. Allah is the greatest. Allah is the biggest. And they will conquer Constantinople. And they will enter Constantinople. And they will begin to acquire the war possession and the booty. He says, فَيَقْتَسِمُونَ الْمَغَانِمِ فَبَيْنَهُمْ يَقْتَسِمُونَ الْمَغَانِمِ إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ السَّرِيحِ إِنَّ الدَّجَّالِ قَدْ خَرَجِ. That whilst they are acquiring the booty, whilst they are dividing the war possession amongst themselves, a proclaimer will proclaim, a caller will call out that the Dajjal has appeared. The Dajjal is causing fitnah within your children, within your families. فَيَتْرَكُونَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ وَيَرْجِعُونَ. The Muslims will leave all the booty, they will leave all the war possessions, and they will head towards the Dajjal. They will head back home. My brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, بين الملحمة وفتح المدينة ست سنين والدجال يخرج في السابعة. That from the time the Muslim fight the Rum up to the conquering of Constantinople, it will take 6 years, and the Dajjal will come out in the 7th year. My brothers and sisters, the Muslims will head towards the Dajjal and they will prepare to find the Dajjal. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, once the Dajjal has appeared and has begun to cause his fitna, later Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam will descend from the heavens, and Hazrat Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will help Hazrat Isa alayhi salam in fighting the Dajjal and the Dajjal's army. Inshallah, because the Dajjal is also one of the signs before the end of time, and the dissension of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam is also a sign before the end of time, inshallah, we will discuss these signs in the lessons that are dedicated to them, in the relevant lessons. And this is where I finish today. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
This program has been sponsored by the Islamic Media Foundation, sharing the guidance of Allah through broadcast media and the internet.